Spring Fest is heating up at Lowe's, and for a limited time, we have the extra big deals you need to impress guests. Get your outdoor space ready and save $50 on the select Kobalt 24-volt blower kit, now $79. Plus, save $80 on the Charbroil Performance 4-burner grill, now $199. It's springtime, and our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/13. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, good morning. It's Nicholas Harry Callis, the Family Morning Show at Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. I'm back. The unique part about waking up during this shift is that when you have to call off sick, you kind of got to do it the night before and you kind of just got to play it safe. Yeah, that's kind of what happened yesterday with me. I went down ill, and I was really feeling it. And I was like, man, I could try this, but it has not gotten better since the day's gone on. This was on Wednesday. I just slept throughout most of the day. And then, every time I would wake up, I would just feel worse and worse and worse. And I was like, yeah, it might be a good idea. Just take a day off, take a rest day. Yeah, that's the thing. Adam or Doran could wake up and call off because they'll have each other. But for me, it's like if I'm not here, there's a whole host of things that don't get done or somebody doesn't know how to do. And it's not really plausible on short notice to call somebody in to do all this at 5 a.m. So yeah, I played it safe. I was like, you know what, I'll just take... Could I take the day, please? And I was granted such day. And it was very kind for the fill-ins to fill in, as they did. I appreciate Austin for shifting. Austin Bechtold, who usually produces the Pomp and Joe show. And I appreciate Joel Nelson for working a double. He worked from 10 to 2. He took Austin's shift since Austin shifted to this show. So he took the 10 to 2 shift, and then he also worked... the night shift that he's usually on Thursdays from 6 to 11. So I appreciate everybody who supported me in being sick. It happens. But yeah, I mean, again, that's just the uniqueness. Is like I have to call off the night before if I'm going to because there is no replacement for me coming if I wake up at 4:30 and it's just like, oh, I'm not feeling it. Like I gotta know usually the night before. There are times where I've come into it and I've just been like, yeah, I'm just going to fight through it because... again, who is going to replace me if I call off at 4:30? Sometimes I'll fight through it, but I knew the day. I knew Wednesday. I'm like, you know, it's not getting better. But I'm happy to be back. So give me a call, 412-928-9370. I made a mistake in my headline because I was quickly reading the standings, and I saw different clinches, and there's clinched division and clinched playoff spot. I think I got confused. The Penguins have clinched home ice advantage in the playoffs. It's for real. They've done it. So not only are they back for the first time in 3 seasons, they're going to have home ice advantage in the first round. They're going to have home ice advantage to begin the playoffs. I'm pumped. 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. 9370. So give me a call. I'm really going to react to this to the Penguins, to that game. Penguins have three more regular season games left. So those not going to matter as much. Looks like down the stretch here, the Flyers are... I mean, the Flyers could come back and tie the Penguins' point total, but it's not like... I don't think tiebreakers would matter in that case as well. The Penguins would have to lose all three games, and the Flyers would have to win their final three games of the season for that to even be a conversation. But the Flyers have not clinched a playoff spot yet because the Detroit Red Wings, New York Islanders, and Columbus Blue Jackets are kind of hanging around. Even the Washington Capitals in a more unlikely position, but they're still up there. There's four other teams that are on the outside looking in right now that still are not mathematically eliminated. The Capitals have 89, the Blue Jackets have 90, the Islanders 91, along with the Detroit Red Wings who have 91. So that's all the wildcard teams right now that could come up and unseat the Flyers. I might be incorrect. I'm sorry. I'm getting my brain all jostled up. I'm trying to put this together. I think I just meshed some of the Atlantic Division teams with the Metropolitan Division teams. So right now it's the Islanders and the Blue Jackets and the Capitals. So discard the Red Wings. They're still fighting for a wild card spot, but the Atlantic Division is much stronger and has the two wild card spots right now. The Boston Bruins and Ottawa Senators right now are seated in wild card position. But if we're talking about the Metropolitan Division, the Islanders, the Blue Jackets, and the Capitals are all fighting to unseat the Flyers for that third spot in the Metro. So that's what I mean there. So disregard the Red Wings. But that's really the big thing right now is can the Flyers hold on and take advantage of the Islanders and Blue Jackets who went on losing streaks at a very inopportune time? Could the Washington Capitals come out of nowhere with few games left in the regular season and get that spot? That's really the big thing right now that the NHL in general will be looking at. But hey, do you think this Penguins team can make it through a playoff series? That's kind of what I want to get into right now. 412-928-9370. Do you think the Penguins can get through a playoff series? I do not want to... I am not going to try to be down on the Penguins at all, because as they go through the playoffs, I'm going to be excited for whatever comes. But I am going to maintain my opinion that I had for the last month or so, that I don't think that they're going to make it through a playoff series. Now, it's going to look a little better, because I honestly didn't think that they would be in such a great position that they would be hosting a playoff series either, which could change the math a little bit. And depending on who their exact opponent is, you know, I have my concerns based on who that could be. And the wildcard teams are nothing to scoff at. I mean, this is going to be a strong wildcard class. The Atlantic Division was the overmatched division. Or the overmatching division, I should say. They are the stronger division. You know, they've got their top three division leaders have all clinched playoff spots, and they're all over 100 points. The Boston Bruins could very well get to 100 by the end of the season. They're strong teams. They're not weak teams. This is some of the stronger wildcard teams that we've seen. And the Bruins are right up there with the Penguins. Penguins have 98 points on the season. The Bruins right there at 96. They're comparable teams. And the Ottawa Senators down there at 94, also pretty close to the Penguins. They're comparable teams. So with the Penguins getting to host a playoff series, it's not like the opponents are necessarily going to be any weaker, despite the fact that the Penguins have that advantage. And that's just kind of what I'm looking at, is all the factors, is like, is this team strong enough to handle that series, that seven-game series? And for me, like I talk about too, and like I talked about before, like watching them lose to the Carolina Hurricanes. You know, they got blown out. They got blown out by another team as well back in March. And I was just sitting there thinking, like, man, I mean, when the playoffs come around, when the games get super intense, can the Penguins keep up? Penguins kept up with the New Jersey Devils yesterday pretty well. They won that game pretty securely. There was an empty net goal that made it 5-2, but they were up 4-2. They scored two goals. I forget exactly what it was. I think it was with 8 minutes left in the second period where they scored two goals within seconds of each other. There was a goal, a face-off, and then immediately another goal. The New Jersey Devils, not a playoff team this season. Right now they're at 83 points. They've got a 40-36 record with three overtime losses. So a great win. I mean, that separates the Penguins from, you know, the weaker to average teams in the NHL. I'm just still sitting here finding it hard to believe that they can win when the playoffs come around. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. I'm going to cheer for them. I'm going to scream, let's go, Pens. Whenever the playoffs come around, I'm going to be excited. I want them to win. I think it'd be good if they won. I think the city needs to continue to get jolts of energy from the sports teams. The Penguins are doing their part by how well they've performed this season, and they have outdone all expectations coming into the season. Like, the expectations of the season were like, hey, maybe rebuild, maybe see what young guys you have. Let's see what Dan Muse can do, and if you can improve from last season at all, improve. But they were toward the bottom of the division last season, so the expectations were not very high. Like, they've exceeded expectations. Tristan Jarry was on this team at the start of the season, if you remember that. There's a lot of deals that went down, a lot of bargains, a lot of Kyle Dubas magic that took place. And here they are now, not only qualifying for the playoffs, but having that home ice advantage. There are a lot of factors where they've exceeded expectations. Are they running too fast? Can they handle the intensity of a 7-game playoff series, whether they have home field home ice advantage or not? If I say home field advantage, I apologize just in advance infinitely, because that's a thing I do sometimes and my brain is still recovering and getting back on track to talk this morning. So forgive me, but home ice advantage. I mean, even with the home ice advantage, can they handle the intensity of a 7-game playoff series against, again, a whole Eastern Conference that has been very, very strong?
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards pay back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Spring Fest is heating up at Lowe's, and for a limited time, we have the extra big deals you need to impress guests. Get your outdoor space ready and save $50 on a select Kobalt 24-volt blower kit, now $79. Plus, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance 4-burner grill, now $199. It's springtime, and our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/13. While supplies last. Selection varies by location.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
This season. 412-928-9370 is the phone number. We got a caller on the line now that wants to talk. So we'll let him. Good morning. What's your name?
Good morning, Harry. How you doing, buddy? CP.
Yeah, I figured I recognized your voice. I'm still recovering, but I'm okay. What's up? What's on your mind?
It'll be good. It's Friday, buddy. You know what I mean? So listen, I think they got it in them to win a series. I really do. They got Crosby's looking good. I mean, they're coming on strong here. I mean, Malkin's really surprised me when Sid went down. We talked, and I was like, I don't think he can do this. I don't think he can sustain this and take over but he was out with that suspension and everything, and just the whole complexity of the team. I mean, the goaltender, Skinner, the goaltenders, I think they can win a series. It might go six games, but I think they have it in them to win one. I mean, these guys, you got a mixture of young blood in with Sid the Kid. I mean, he's never going to – I don't think that guy's ever going to retire, Harry. What do you think?
I can never – yeah, thanks for the call. I don't know. I don't – I mean, it feels like Sid's going to play forever. He is definitely still a high-impact player. And his loss was felt. And, I mean, I guess that's something that I might not have factored in as well, as, you know, when these games are going down, Sidney Crosby was fresh coming back from injury, and maybe that had something to do with it now that he's back in the swing of things. I mean, the Penguins are performing better. I don't know. I mean, I want to be pumped. I want to be excited. I'm trying to be as neutral and unbiased as possible. Like, I don't want to sit here and come from the perspective of a fan. Right? Like, I don't want to sit here and come from the perspective of, like, oh, yeah, they're going to, you know, they're unstoppable. I don't know. I just can't get out of my head what I saw from them when they were losing some of those games in the middle of March. I mean, the losses didn't linger. It's not like they went on a massive losing streak. And they performed very well, even without Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin, when they were both out. The Penguins were still doing very well. A lot of these young players still being impact players. And this team does not need, necessarily, the team has proven that it did not need Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin to stay on pace for this playoff run that they've got on here. See, my words are all jumbled. It's not necessarily a playoff run yet. It's the run to the playoffs. Playoff run would be once they get there. Oh, man, my mind scrambled. I feel like my brain scrambled eggs this morning. 412-928-9370. But, yeah, it's like the fact that they've proven that they can sustain a pace even without some of their strongest players and qualify for the playoffs, that is impressive. And that is eye-opening. I just don't know if this team that is now harboring these younger players can handle the intensity of the playoffs, which I'm looking at again. This is a division that is outmatched by the Atlantic Division. Those teams are stronger. The entire Eastern Conference has some strong teams in it this year, and the wildcard teams are not going to be easy pickings. So that's just how I look at it. That's how I view it. And again, I'm trying to be, you know, I'm trying to be steady in my predictions, and I made a prediction earlier on that I want to stick to, because I don't want to be a flippity floppity guy. I don't want to be a pancake over here. I want to make sure that I stay consistent, and those losses I can't get out of my head. And I hope that I'm wrong, and I hope that they surprise us some more. And I guess there's one argument that could be made against what I'm saying, because I'm using some logic and some assessments from some of their worst games from the season. I guess the counter argument would be is that they surprised us all season. What makes you think that they wouldn't continue to surprise once the playoffs come around? No matter what happens, though, they've already exceeded the expectations that this season had coming in. And that is something that we should be extremely grateful for, is how well that they've performed. And I will not completely dismiss the efforts that they've given to us this season. 412-928-9370. I got another caller on the line, so we'll take this caller right now. Good morning. What's your name?
Morning, Nick. Glad to hear you're doing better, buddy. Nothing stinks being sick. Anyway, hey, I like the Penguins winning a series this year, and I'm going to keep talking about this all season long. I think we got a World Series championship team going into the playoffs this year for Pittsburgh. I hope so. By high expectations. They got the pitching staff to do it. Hope you're doing better by the end of the day, bud. Have a good one, as always. I'm glad Mike Tomlin's gone. Later.
Yeah, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 412-928-9370. Yeah, somebody on the YouTube chat I just saw as well said, why is he talking so much about wildcard teams when they're likely to play the Philadelphia Flyers in the first round? Yeah, I guess it's true. They're likely to play the Flyers, if not another team that would come up and take that number three spot in there. Yeah, it's a fair point. Fair point it is. Man, that's something, though. Man, if they play the Flyers in the first round. See, that's the thing. It's all about the opponent. It's like who are the Penguins going to play in the first round, and that opponent could very well swing how I feel about this first round series. I'm excited though. I am excited for this series coming up. I am excited to see the Penguins in the playoffs again. I'm sure all of you are as well. Just trying to figure out, you know, can the Penguins make it through the first round of the playoffs? What do you think? 412-928-9370. That's the discussion this morning. We'll take another call. Good morning. What's your name?
Morning.
What's your name?
Jay.
What's up?
Hey, is this Mark Madden?
Oh, boy. Again, that guy waits on hold for what, an hour every morning? And he just calls in to say that? I don't know why. But we move forward. 412-928-9370. Hey, I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to come back. Paul Skeens made some comments from, I believe it was from Wednesday, and it was addressed by the morning show yesterday, and I heard some of those comments, and I definitely want to go over those too, because I think those are important to address about, as Paul Skeens talked about what he thought of Connor Griffin's contract. He may have also hinted at maybe wanting a contract of his own and not being asked. There's a lot of speculation on these comments that we'll get to coming up next. I'll address that momentarily. But my name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan in the Morning Show, and it's Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. I'm Nicholas Harry Callis, recovering. Trying to just make it to the weekend. I'm also moving this weekend, which is very exciting. And this was the worst time ever to get sick. Got to lift heavy boxes later on. Got to drive a lot. Not pleasant. Got a lot of callers lined up. Don't know exactly where they're coming from. I did want to talk about Paul Skeens a little bit and what he said regarding the contract of Connor Griffin. He got a reaction. A bunch of reporters were around. And, his answer was one that kind of scared some Pirate fans, it looked like. I'll play that in just a moment, but I can imagine we got some people on the line that want to talk about the Penguins. And even if you want to talk about skiing, stay on the line, because I can address that as well. I'm sure everybody's heard it by now. I'll replay it here in a minute, as long as there's time. But 412-928-9370, that's the phone number. I got a bunch of callers on now that want to chat. So start with this one. Good morning. What's your name?
Dr. Joseph Altier.
All right, what's up?
I'm Jeanette. Now, I might say, enjoy your show. I just have a quick question. How much do you think Paul Skeens can fetch? Do you think it's going to be a short-term deal if they would give it to him? Secondly, we're expecting 800,000 people for the draft, yet there's only 30,000 hotels in the greater Pittsburgh area. My son goes to Duquesne, and their school is off for 3 days due to the draft. You know, whatever you can add to it. And lastly, how long do you think Aaron Rodgers we give him until he signs? Because Omar Khan was playing hardball, but it looks like Aaron Rodgers is in charge. Thanks a lot. Enjoy the show. Have a great day.
Yeah, thanks for the call. I can't answer anything about the draft because, I mean, I know I'm going to stay away from downtown as much as I possibly can when the draft is here and when that time comes, because it's going to be a disaster. I mean, I don't even know how public transit's going to be. I've been seeing some short reel videos online talking about, there was one song I saw in particular that was Get Your Yins or Ass on a Bus was one of them. And it's like, yeah, I mean, can you use public transport? Can you get down there on the T? Is that going to be possible? Can you take a bus down there? Is that like a plausible thing? Because there's going to be no parking. And in terms of, you know, places to stay, yeah, I mean, I get that if there's a shortage of places to stay. Not good. So I can't answer that. That's a logistical question that's beyond me. I just know that I will be not here. I will not be down there. I will not be staying down there. I will try to avoid that area as much as I possibly can during the draft time, because it's going to be a disaster. Number two, Aaron Rodgers. I've heard some reports that he and the Steelers are already kind of in a non-confirmed agreement that he's going to be back, so I think they're operating that way because they already know, they understand in a non-official capacity that he will be back on the team. That's all I've understood from some reports that I've seen. And then with Paul Skeens, yeah, I don't know if they'd give him a short-term deal. I think that they should explore any options to keep him around for longer than his rookie contract is in place. Maybe he feels a little bit left out. I'm not sure. I would be too if they didn't even explore a contract. I know he wants to win. And it looks like the Pittsburgh Pirates at this point are built to win. So who knows for sure where he's coming from. He did hint a little bit into something. I think a lot of fans are now speculating, you know, how he's feeling about Connor Griffin getting a contract, and maybe he wants one himself, or he wants that conversation to be explored. I don't know. I really don't know exactly what's going on in his head, but if the Pirates didn't even explore contract negotiations with him, I think that that's a disservice to the team for sure. 412-928-9370, we got this caller on now. Good morning. What's your name?
Morning, Dave.
What's up?
Hey, I think the Penguins are built to make a deep run in the playoffs. They've got a lot of scoring from a lot of different people. The only question I have is, if they do not give Mirochkov one or two games to see if he's built for this or if he's ready for this, I think they're doing a disservice to the team. Skinner, you know, I think Skinner would be okay, but Skinner also has a habit of folding up like a cheap tent in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So, hey, you have a good morning, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I do think Skinner would perform better, though, than Tristan Jarry did. I mean, will we see the same form in a different player? Because, again, Tristan Jarry was the same way. And Skinner looked pretty solid yesterday. It's, you know, and again, the New Jersey Devils, not a great team this season, but there were some hard shots that he was able to fend off yesterday. And so, you know, he deserves a lot of credit, especially for somebody coming back from an injury, you know, to his face. I think he did a pretty solid job. So I have no complaints from him. I mean, just seeing him yesterday, I'm like, man, that's impressive. Now, again, when the big games come around, and this is my own argument that I'm making for why I don't necessarily think the Penguins might be equipped or able to win, you know, a seven-game playoff series, it would be because, yeah, some of these guys might collapse under the pressure, the intensity of such a big series. Maybe Skinner will be the same way. You know, he's had that habit in the past. That's a fair observation. But we got to see. I sure hope that that doesn't happen. I sure hope that they do handle it. There are a lot of question marks going into them going into the playoffs now, and it's just a matter of time. It's how much can they exceed expectations at this point is where they're really at. All right, I got time for one more caller. Good morning. What's your name?
This is Dave from Hermitage. I love when I get to finish your show. As far as Paul Skeens is concerned, the Pirates better be prepared to pay on a short-term deal $200+, because there's no way they're going to be able to keep him for that. And I think he definitely is part of the plan, and you will see a contract. I'm just not sure when. It's going to cost him more, even more, if he goes out and throws another Cy Young season. So I'll let you go. You have a good Friday, and peace out.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. A lot of Dave's on the phone lines this morning. With that, I'm out of time. Thanks for all the callers, and thanks for everybody interacting. I saw some people on the YouTube chat as well that were saying some things, and I appreciate everybody participating this morning. Helped me get through this illness as well. Now we move into the weekend.
Spring Fest is heating up at Lowe's. And for a limited time, we have the extra big deals you need to impress guests. Get your outdoor space ready and save $50 on a select Kobalt 24-volt blower kit, now $79. Plus, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance 4-burner grill, now $199. It's springtime, and our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/13. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Power your next journey with True North Convenience Stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You probably know Vistaprint for business cards, but did you know we print everything you need to get your brand in front of your fans? We print banners and signs that help your business stand out. We print postcards and flyers that get people talking. And we print must-have merch, like tote bags, t-shirts, and water bottles. Whether you want a few or a few thousand, we print on everything so that customers can go from noticing your brand to falling in love with it. Right now, new customers can get 20% off with code NEW20. Because if you need it, we print it at Vistaprint.ca.
Hi, I'm Doug Chamberlain, host of Family Health Checkup. Let's talk about healthcare that's affordable and rooted in faith. Redeem HealthShare offers flexible programs designed to fit your budget without compromising your values. It's not insurance. It's a community of believers supporting each other through life's health challenges. From routine visits to unexpected emergencies, Redeem helps ease the burden of medical expenses through shared support. Check it out today. Call 1-844-REDEEM-0.